If you want to pump your body and expand your mind, there's only one place to go. Mind Pump. Mind Pump. With your hosts, Sal DiStefano, Adam Schaefer, and Justin Andrews.
I just love people. You know what I mean? I don't want to fucking hit them for no reason.
You like to hug.
He's
a hugger. He hugs everyone that comes in front of him.
Sal
the hugger. What was the theme music?
If you don't fucking sing, bro,
I know, seriously, dude.
Listen, me and Justin.
Listen, all you gotta do is take like the bass parts, right? Be like,
yeah. Sal's a hugger.
Dude, I told you.
Then we'll build on it.
I'm telling you, me and Justin are gonna fucking jump you, bro. If you don't start singing,
dude,
this is getting ridiculous.
Contribute. You're like, I can't, you guys. I feel like right. I feel like the guy too right now is who can't dance and he's like on the side of the dance floor.
No, I do. Like, just do something. Like, we'll give you a triangle.
Bro, I can't dance, dude. I can't dance.
Do the beat. No.
What the fuck was that?
He's right.
Yeah.
Don't ever do that again.
That didn't even make any
God
sense.
Yeah, we can't even do a beat.
Dude, I told you guys, I am just not.
Christmas, I'm buying you a Casio.
That last beat you did was straight 70s, like. Yeah.
Yeah.
Shazam.
In the shaft.
That's the one I was thinking.
This must be pick on Adam moment.
I know, right?
No,
we have to.
We're switching gears.
No,
back over me.
Yeah, we're switching gears.
I would like,
because Adam, I want to talk to you about your four or three cocks review suggestion.
My three cock reviews?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I remember when you said put cock in there five times or whatever.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
Now, some people tried to do that.
Adam's in trouble, I bet.
Yeah.
That's why I feel like I'm getting scolded right now.
Adam loves cock. Here we go.
Oh, people tried to do it, but iTunes, they actually have real people review the reviews.
Oh, so you can't put bad words?
You can't put bad words. You can't put innuendo.
Really?
No, I don't think so.
You can't put it in where?
You can't, into the reviews.
You can't put a word, innuendo in there?
Yeah. No, you can put the word innuendo.
Do you know what innuendo means?
No, I don't. Does it means to insinuate something?
No, I have no idea.
I don't know what insinuate means.
Sexually related.
Yes. For example, if you say cock-a-doodle-doo, like, you know, Adam has a big cock-a-doodle-doo. People know what they're talking. You know what I mean?
I know that. That's why I was trying to do that, was because I got that it was a challenge. You can't just say cock three times, you know?
Right.
You have to
we're not getting reviews.
It's a good challenge, but unfortunately, these people are not getting their reviews.
Do you really think that's happening? Do you really think
people? I think so, yeah.
So, okay.
I don't think so.
Let's be clear.
I think Doug's wrong.
If you're going to leave a review, no bad words, no innuendos. But everything else is fine.
Yeah. In other words, it can't reflect this show.
Yeah, right. Sucks.
Pretend like you're reviewing somebody totally different.
High noon, full mast, you know, that kind of stuff.
So what I'm going to say is, if you've already tried to put up a review and you don't see it, please double check. Make sure you don't have any naughty words, innuendo, that type of thing. Ooh. And repost, please.
Am I the only one that gets
naughty?
Am I the only one here that gets horny when someone says naughty?
I know.
Well, can we have Doug clarify some of these words, just so we know for which ones we're talking about? What are some examples, Doug? Give us like five or six examples.
Well, for you, Adam, you know the words.
No, I don't.
You need some specific examples.
Yeah, I realized that Doug has barely ever cussed on the show.
I'm not a cusser. That's a funny thing about being the producer of this show.
Is it why he's having a really hard
time?
What's
the worst cuss word you could think of?
Yes.
Doug, I want you to say cunt.
3, 2, 1,
can
go.
Can you say cunt?
I could say cunt, yes.
Oh!
You can say the worst of it.
Wash your mouth, dude. You kiss your mother with that mouth?
It sounds worse when Doug says it, doesn't it?
It does, dude.
Like, when I say cunt, everybody's like, whatever.
A hard C in
But
there.
When he says it, it's like, oh!
I know. That's why I don't say it.
Listen,
because I have
so much power.
Like, he's
talking in loopy.
So that's a word we can't use.
So don't say...
No, you cannot use that.
Don't say bad words
ever. Okay, so don't use cunt.
No.
That's the only one?
What about the F word?
Not the F word.
What about the SH word?
Not that one either.
Shoes.
What else?
What words can we use?
Son of a gun might be okay.
You take those three words out of my vocabulary, I don't know how to put a sentence together.
Well, that's okay. You're not writing a review.
That's a good point.
Yeah. You can say all those words, Adam.
I can.
Yeah, I think you should, too.
Okay.
We'll do all the swearing what we're trying to say.
Yeah, I think we should. Yeah, you should figure out a way to inject some of these words into today's episode.
Oh, absolutely. You should cut funk. So let's get this going right now. I'm ready to go. Yeah.
Say funk and shizzle.
Funk shizzle. All right, Doug, go ahead. What are we doing?
We're going to do a Q&A again.
Yeah. Q&A,
it's Q&A time. It's Q&A time. Let's all get around and Q.
Stupid. Adam silent.
I am.
I was waiting for the bass, but the bass did not come in.
He's all about that bass.
Stop. That's enough. We've created a monster.
Adam.
All right. Our first question is from Carrie Knowles 26. What are the benefits of raw food?
Well, if you like
diarrhea,
if you like your food to be honest in your face and to say whatever it fucking feels, then you eat it raw. No.
Yeah.
You know, the raw food movement is, here's the thing. It's based on, I'm going to offend a lot of people. A lot of it's based on fallacy. So let me give you an example. If I take a cup of cooked broccoli, very well cooked, boiled, and I take a cup of raw broccoli and we take it to a laboratory and the scientist or lab technician analyzes each one and determines how much of each nutrient and enzymes and all the good stuff is in them, they will indeed find that the raw broccoli has higher levels of everything. So the raw food people will be like, yes, eat raw food because it's higher.
These are the studies that they will show too. These are the type of ones they will show.
Right. Now, let me give you an example that proves how stupid that is. I could grab a rock outside and show you that it's packed full of minerals. Every rock is packed full of minerals. Can you eat rocks and assimilate them? No. The same holds true with a lot of raw food. Raw food, yes, will be higher in nutrients and enzymes because it's not being, you know, destroyed in the heat. However, you can't eat a lot of it because it'll destroy you. Like, I can't eat 2 cups of raw broccoli. It'll fuck my stomach up. But I can eat 2 cups of cooked broccoli. So which one then is going to provide me more benefit? Because of the sheer volume, many times cooked food is better for you, and you'll be hard pressed to find any scientist that doesn't agree that humans discovering fire and cooking their food did not play a major role in our ability to survive and evolve. So
of course. Would you argue to say that there's benefits of kind of combining the two of them? So
yeah, I'm not against raw food, but when people are like raw, everything has to be raw, and all I eat is raw food.
I feel like those are the same people that like feed each other in public. You know what I mean? They like have things that they dip it in, and they just feed it to each other.
Honey, did you bring the hummus?
We're so raw.
The next time we have lunch, I'm so mad.
You are not raw.
Justin is going to feed me. Yeah. Come here. And
we're going to periscope it. Really. Listen, we just converted to the raw diet.
We did do that.
We go raw.
Sal and I did that, right? Sal and I did that, but it was not. What did we do?
We fed each other?
Yeah, no, it was raw gelato. It was raw gelato.
Did we?
You guys are sexy.
When did we do that?
We put it on Instagram. There's a picture of it.
Were we fed each other?
That's true. You were feeding me.
Mm. Oh, my God.
I have Sal. Every once in a while when Sal was captured. Yeah, whenever Sal loses
guys,
a bet, we can do
are
that.
You guys slipping Rufinol in my freaking water again?
You were all for it, bro.
Yeah, you were game on.
Yeah. Okay. In fact, I think I just said, hey, does someone want to feed me this? And Justin's like, fuck no. And you're like, yeah, I will, actually.
Like, oh.
I would love
to, finally. That's when I fed it to you with no hands.
Yeah.
It was.
Yeah. That time.
Yeah, very. So, yeah.
That's an innuendo,
raw
dog.
Raw food.
See,
that's my dick I'm talking about.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. What do you guys think about raw food? Do you guys eat anything raw?
Raw meat.
He just grabs a deer out of his backyard.
Every now and then he comes in here with a raw T-bone steak and he's just chewing on it while he's fucking warming the mic.
I heard it's better. It makes you.
Do you? What do you eat raw? Do you eat anything raw? Really?
Some vegetables and stuff. Some stuff I like crunchy. You know what I mean? Like, or if I'm just doing like carrots and broccoli or something, I'll just do it like as a snack. But yeah, for the most part, I pretty much cook most stuff.
What about you, Adam?
I eat quite a bit of raw stuff. Probably every day there's something that's raw in my diet, whether it be spinach or some broccoli or some sashimi. I tend to have some raw food in there. But I definitely cook a lot of my stuff too. And I most certainly do not sit down and eat like a whole, you know, big old bowl of vegetables not cooked.
No. Have you ever tried that?
No.
It's horrible.
I'm sure I wouldn't be able. I mean, when you, and even like, I do not care for like broccoli is not something I look forward to. So, but like Justin, like, you know, if I have a couple of those cold and raw, like, you know, it's nice to kind of satiate me or whatever. And a handful of those, you know, I don't eat a whole bucket of.
You know what always cracks me up? All these trends tend to start in like really like super wealthy societies like America, where you these really spoiled, weird fuckers are like, I'm going to, this is going to make me super healthy. So I'm going to create this ridiculous fad that nobody has ever done in the history of the world unless they absolutely had to. Like, we have no access to fire. We have to eat some raw shit. Like, if you go in old countries, they cook like look, in my culture in Italians, we eat salad raw and stuff, but a lot of the vegetables we cook the hell out of and we put olive oil on them or whatever. And it's some of the healthiest diets you can have. Look, I eat massive servings of vegetables a day. There is no way in hell I'd be able to eat that stuff raw. Could you imagine eating a massive bowl of raw broccoli, how you would feel afterwards? Right.
Well, you know, a lot of it stems too from people have heard that, you know, you could cook a lot of the protein out of like meat. Like, let's say talking about a T-bone steak, you know, let's say it's got 50 grams of protein in it, right?
Yeah, eat a raw T-bone steak. Let's see what happens.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But a lot of people think that, you know, that's the science behind it. It's like, oh, when you cook it, you lose some of the nutrients. So, you know? You lose some of the
nutrients. But then you can absorb them. You can eat a lot more.
But then you can absorb the nutrients that are in there.
And that's the argument why right? Doug asked you this question.
Carrie?
Yeah, I think so.
I thought the picture was a guy. I'm not sure. But so whoever it is, sorry if Doug offended you guys. I blame that on Doug right there.
Yeah. Look at Doug checking his phone right now while we're trying to talk.
Is it?
It's fucking rude, man.
I know.
It's a girl. Is it a girl? I think it might be a man. You're looking up?
The reason why I asked is I was pretty sure it was a guy, but a man, yeah. But Doug referred to him as a her. But I got your back, bro.
You know what? Listen, Mind Pump is gender neutral. Yeah. We don't care.
Yeah.
We don't care. Yeah. All right. So what were you saying?
And we like goats.
What?
For some reason, I've completely lost my fucking train of thought. I don't know why. I have no idea why I lost
it. All I know is that raw food for me, it just screams the type of person is like the type that just doesn't wear deodorant.
No, right?
and they fart a lot. I mean, it's like, it just goes hand in hand. So.
it goes hand in hand. So if you don't want to fart a lot.
I'm just like, I'm not into that.
I don't know. Adam earlier.
Well, you know, I just think that what's wrong with it is what Sal kind of touched on a little bit is that people take, you know, they get one study they read or they read some fucking health journal thing and, you know, there's, you know, a study comes out and it says, oh, you know, there's more nutrients found in raw foods than there are found in cooked foods. And it's like you take one study like that.
Everything raw.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden you do this extreme and it's like, no, you idiot. It doesn't, you know, first of all, learn how to read a study before you go listen to.
Very good. Because there's also studies that show like. There's lots of studies that show vegetarians are healthier than the average American. People who eat raw food are healthier than the average American. People who follow, you know, X diet are healthier than the average American. Newsflash, it is not hard to be healthier than the average American if you pay a tiny amount of attention to your diet. So people who eat all raw food, by nature, they have to be very planned and calculated and have to understand what they're eating. And same thing with a vegan, because they've taken all these foods out. And they have to, you know, pay attention to what they're doing.
Right.
So they're going to, by default, be healthier than the average American that literally doesn't give a fuck. Yeah, and
they're
eats.
Already consciously making decisions.
That's it.
Instead
that's
of
it.
Just consuming.
Right. Yeah. So, but if you compare someone who eats raw food to someone who eats a balanced diet but also pays attention, the raw food people will be very tired and sleepy in the corner with very little muscle mass and kind of weak. And that's, and I'm not making fun of them. No, but seriously, honest to God, nothing really wrong with raw food, but is it superior to cooked food? No, not at all.
All right,
what's up? What's next, Doug?
Next question, Cassidy H626.
Oh, it's our girl.
Yeah.
Cassidy.
Dream celebrity client. Who would that be for you guys?
Wow. Why don't we let Adam start? Because I'm pretty sure.
Pamela Anderson.
Oh, me, huh?
Yeah. Because I'm pretty sure you already know.
No, I don't. Yeah, Pamela Anderson would be up there. I'm not going to lie. Yeah.
Right now?
Well, you know, she's still cool, you know. I think she'd just be a great person. I think she'd be pretty funny to be around.
Yeah. Pamela?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Did you see her roast on Comedy Central?
Yeah, she's hilarious. She's
funny.
Got, yeah, no.
She's doubly hilarious.
Her and, you know what I mean? What's the other one around her generation the same time that you had her own little talk show that's hilarious, too? Cindy McCarthy, right?
Yeah. Oh, Jenny McCarthy.
Jenny McCarthy.
Oh, she's crazy.
Yeah, she's got the personality, too. Dream celebrity. Wow. First of all, I have to admit that I am horrific with following like who's famous and who's not. So I know you're probably searching Cassidy for like somebody in this last 10 years who's cool, which is funny because that's why we're talking about Jenny McCarthy.
You want to train Britney Spears, wouldn't you?
I probably would back then. Now, you know who I'd like to get my hands on?
What?
How about Paige Hathaway? I would like to train Paige Hathaway.
Who's that? I'm going to look her up. Keep going.
Yeah, she's unfortunately, she's sucked into the shreds, which that's why I want to train her, because I think that I could help her. I could really help her out.
She'd really help.
And she's not too bad to look at. So I think that if I had like a dream, and I, you know, she is a celebrity in a sense. She's pretty social media famous. And she's got a banging body already, so it's not like she needs a lot of work.
Oh, I see her.
But, you know, it wouldn't hurt to have her hang out with a guy like me who could actually really help her out and get her away from like companies like Shreds that are probably just pumping her full of supplements, and she's too beautiful for that.
Yeah.
So that's not, gotcha.
What about you, Justin?
Man, I don't even know. Come back to me.
It's so funny. None of us are like celebrity people.
Yeah, I don't even like, it's so, I'm not starstruck as much as it'd probably be like a musician, just so it's something interesting to me.
Right? Yeah. That's I'm trying to think of, like, if it was real.
George Lucas. No.
You know, no, that's probably.
Yeah, seriously.
That would be very cool.
Okay, there it is. George Lucas. Just because, and I hate to like totally like pigeonhole myself to like only being like Star Wars driven, but it's just like that kind of a mind. I think somebody like that would be like excellent for me to hang out with, like constantly. And
yeah, I think like, you know, Charles Barkley would be up there. Charles Barkley, I know a few people have actually met him in person, and of course you can tell his personality is just a fucking hoot. I hear he's just like one of the coolest down to earth.
Yeah,
dudes.
He'd be fun for sure.
Yeah, so I think training with that. You know, the Paige Hathaway thing is a semi joke because she's so hot. I think in reality, she probably would probably be boring. You know, more than likely, if she's got that much beauty and she's got all the things going for her, you know, maybe she's not that cool. You know,
well, yeah. For me, if it was a celebrity, Natalie Portman for a female. You know, Natalie Portman.
Yeah,
she's a really smart girl too. Like, I feel like it would be awesome to train someone that you could have good conversation with. And then I would like to. I'd like to train like some of these celebrity scientists, like Michio Kaku or what's
Neil
his name?
Neil deGrasse Tyson?
That would be
a cool one for sure.
That would be really fun for me to train some people like that. But you know what my dream celebrity thing to do would be to be a trainer for a movie. Like the movie 300 or whatever, when these movies came out.
Oh, yeah.
And they hired a trainer and like design our program for our guys and train them and get them ready for this role.
That would be awesome.
That would be so awesome because, you know, then
I'll
you know.
Take Scarlett Johansson, by the way.
Oh.
Yeah. God. Forgot about that.
Can we have a moment of silence?
Yeah.
And we're back.
Yeah. And we're back on Mind Pump. Yeah, that I would love to train, you know, for a particular movie. I think that would be awesome. But training a celebrity's got to be easy, right? I mean, it's got to be easy. It's got to be easier to train a celebrity than a client than a normal.
I disagree,
bro. Here, look.
I disagree.
Okay, I'm thinking in terms of they're training for a movie, not like regular training.
Doesn't even matter,
dude. You've got a celebrity who's coming to you. And okay, you've got Paramount, and Paramount's like, we want you to train Hugh Jackman for the next Wolverine.
I knew you were going to pick a guy who's already got self-discipline and already works hard. Probably doesn't even use a trainer.
Fine,
and if
whoever.
He does, the trainer is a guy who carries his fucking water bottle around and
Christian Bale's.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? These guys, I feel like those guys are different. Like, that's a very special. I think if you get the average famous client who hires you as a trainer because she's rich and she can throw fucking $500 an hour away, it doesn't matter, and she wants just some cute trainer to fucking make sure she doesn't do anything stupid. Like, wear a squeam, right? Like Kardashian's trainer needs to be fucking fired, whoever he is.
And
I would hate to train one of them. Can we just talk about that?
Exactly. Oh. That is the point where I brought her name up. Like,
she's throwing money at me. I'd be like,
go put your squeam
go call
on.
Shreds.
Go put your squeam on.
Yeah.
You know, that. So I think they, and they would be so pretentious, and I think they would just, a lot of them probably have God complex. A lot of them, I think. You would probably have a really hard time. I know our personalities and our own egos, you know, just because, and you think in your head, well, fuck, I'd be making $500 to $1,000 an hour.
How annoying, dude. Kanye would be in the corner watching you train.
I know. Or like you're training P. Diddy's kid and he throws a fucking kettlebell at you. You got to deal with that.
Dude, I read that when he ran the New York Marathon, he trained, I think, for 6 months. He paid a specialist, a trainer, something like $500,000 to train him for 6 months.
Holy.
And just lived with him, and he took him with him everywhere, and That's crazy.
Yeah, yeah, but I feel like when guys throw that, got celebrities throw that kind of money out, you're no longer like, right, and in our industry right now, like if a normal person comes and they pay us $150 to $200 an hour, like there's this respect level that you get. Like you're almost, you get, I, at least I feel like I get like this respect of almost being like a doctor in my field of what I do, that they respect you and they ask you a lot of questions. Where when someone throws $500 at you because they're a celebrity and stuff like that, like that's shit money to them. That's like what, to them, that's like going, like,
take care of this.
Exactly. Yeah. That's, it's more like punking you, bro. It's like,
it's more like, they look at it more like, I don't know, it's like a plastic surgery or something, or it's like something that, like, fix this.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know.
There's,
I feel,
money.
I feel like it's different. I feel like if they, they take what they do very seriously because they're actors and you know, celebrities, excuse me. And if they're getting ready for a particular event, like a movie, this is what I think would happen. I have no idea. I'm making this up. Okay.
You're wrong. Where
but
are you going?
Okay. Maybe, I mean, I might be, but this is what I would think. I would think like Paramount would come to me and say, we want you to train our celebrity for the next Spider-Man or whatever. He's got 8 months to get buffed. We're going to put him on steroids. We've hired him a nutritionist. He's going to come train with you, do everything you tell me. And this guy who gives a shit about working out, but is getting paid $20 million for this movie, is just going to do everything I tell him and probably get in shitty shape after I'm done. And a lot of them do that, right?
That would be awesome.
Tobey Maguire.
And can I just say, that is like Justin talking about the, how common it is that someone walks in his gym and says, hey, bro, I'm getting ready to try out for the 49ers next summer and I need you to get me in fucking tip-top football shape right now. Let's do this. Hmm. You know, that doesn't, that's the one percentile of the one,
Right.
You know, that show, the Spider-Man or the Wolverine part, like, those are one in a million movies. Those are one in a million guys that, like, that's so rare that comes across. I'm willing to bet like there's a million celebrities that are either
probably
B-list, C-list celebrities, people that can afford to pay, you know, $300.
Yeah, go keep John Favreau in shape.
Yeah.
Have fun with that. I love him, by the way. Yeah. Just so you know, I love you, man. But you know, you fluctuate a lot.
Please tell me that that's what it would be like, right? Yeah. It would be more realistic like that.
And impossible.
You would be probably washing his car and, you know, babysitting his kids on some days.
Exactly. But so, I'll do it.
Exactly.
Because I love him. Yeah. I would totally.
Exactly.
I'd be in.
Imagine
that.
Yeah. You show up to John Favreau's house and it's, you know, you get paid your $500 an hour. And he's like, hey, bro, I got a call from the studios. I got to run the studios.
I need you
to watch my kids for the next 2 hours. You cool with that, right?
And then the worst part.
I got it.
And then the worst part, they're like an overweight celebrity and you're their trainer.
Yeah.
This is John Favreau's trainer. Yeah. And you're like smiling like,
and he wears your
I don't
shirt.
Suck. I swear I don't suck.
Yeah. I'm actually I told you that story
before, right?
What happened? About my client who like just decided that like they wanted to stop kind of listening to me as far as like as far as eating goes.
So they just started getting fatter.
Getting fatter. Meanwhile, he's wearing one of my like when I had like shirts printed off.
You're like, give me back my shirt.
I'm not going to let you keep wearing the shirt.
Give me my shirt back.
Listen, man, you got to earn the shirt.
You look bad.
Yeah.
That's
bad business.
When you're training a client, they just start getting fatter.
Meanwhile, there's advertising.
You're bulking.
Next question.
I got a trainer.
Next question.
All right. Our next question is from FitChris86. Mm-hmm. And his question is, is marriage necessary?
Oh shit! I'm taking the fifth on this one.
Doug's
gonna sub in for me on this one.
Oh yeah,
I want to have a bed to come home to.
Yeah, well, you know, there's a lot more to this question. Well,
oh, there is.
Oh, keep going.
He had some questions about marriage. Is it just a smart business move? Bragging rights for women.
Ooh,
some people are gonna love that.
Yeah.
And excuse to have a big celebration.
Mm-hmm.
All the above. He wants to know.
Interesting. So he wants to know our personal opinions because we're not experts on this.
Well, I guess I'll let the married guys go first.
Is this like a little tiptoe dance we're gonna
do? I'm really interested. I'm just putting my feet up right now. I took my shoes off. I can't wait to hear you two.
Here's
fuckers.
The thing. Like, I could talk from my own experience, but then I would have a different opinion for just like your regular guy,
right?
You know what I mean? Like, it was like. What, I don't know. I guess this is like completely blue moon chance that are like lightning struck, you know, to find a girl that I found. Otherwise, I would say, no way, dude. Don't get married. Don't do it. That's, you know?
Justin, you are a good closer. Do you see how he did that?
Yeah, he did.
He set himself up perfectly, and then he said, no, it sucks.
See, you
but
guys
the way
doubt
he said
me.
It at the beginning.
Yeah.
You know? Oh, we're so brilliant.
Listen.
I know what I'm doing.
This is how I got my wife.
I knew that. Look, you just know, right? And if you know, then you know, like, that's what you got to do. And I'm not saying out of obligation, but it's just like, it just consumes like this internal thought of like, dude, we got to do this.
You know? Oh my God.
So that's what happened with me. I was like, I just got to make this happen.
He's like, gonna close the deal.
You know, like I thought about it for 6 months. I bought a ring and I was like, I don't know. I just, you know, I'm not really one for like being like, oh my God, I was so overwhelmed and I was so in love and I want to, you know, be with her forever and ever and ever and all that fun, you know, fanciful stuff. It was like, you know, I had some of that, but it's like, dude, like, this is what's going to happen. Like, I was very realistic about it. And then I had to sit and think about it for like 6 months. And then once I was like weighing it out in my head, I was like, you know what? No, this is the one I want to be with forever. And so then boom, I just, when I have a decision, I like, I make the decision.
Yeah.
I guess it goes in line with my personality. It's like,
yeah, you make
I'm
it,
in or out.
You make it right away in 6 months.
That's it. Just right away. Right in away. Six months.
It's okay.
6 months rule.
You will find, you will not find an anthropologist that does not believe that that marriage as an institution did not benefit mankind. It did not benefit the evolution of societies. It's something that is a part of humanity. Now, marriage has changed quite a bit in terms of what it looks like. You know, in the past, most cultures had, you know, very paternalistic societies where men had multiple wives. Some of this was created to protect property. Some of it was created to, you know, this is my wife so that I can protect my DNA so that she's only going to have children with me type of deal. But it's actually also quite natural in the sense that humans are serially monogamous. We're not purely monogamous. You don't meet someone and then stay with them for the rest of our lives. We tend to date, but for the most part, humans are with one person at a time, for the most part. That being said, marriage is very, very challenging, especially nowadays. Okay, people live, you know, on average till they're 80 now. It used to be, for most of human civilization, it was 30. You lived until you were 30. So now, when you make the decision to get married, that's a long commitment. You know, that's a very, very long commitment. Whereas before, you know, we probably got married at 15. I was with you for 5 years. You got pregnant. You probably died during childbirth, and I had another wife, and then she died during childbirth, and then I was with this next wife, and then I died. And this, so marriage is very different now, and so divorce rates are, you know, 50%, and it's very, very difficult. But is it necessary? No, fuck no, it's not necessary. Whatever you want to do, you know. For me, you know, it's important because having a family is very important,
right?
So there's the other point, right? Having the family, and so that's the thing that went through the thought process of the 6 month period for me. It's I love this person, but I want to have a family with this person. What does that look like? You know, and there is a lot of benefit to being married and having a family.
Sure,
you know, and I'm sure on the other end, like the only case I would say where, you know, I probably still wouldn't think it'd be a good idea is if you're a celebrity or you're some kind of like high profile person. Like I don't think any of those people should get married.
Why?
Because it's too intensified of a situation.
Oh, I see.
And legally, like, I don't know, between like money just gets too crazy with people. And, you know, if you're less, if you can manage to stay off of everybody's, like, I don't know, it just feels like then there's too much involvement with like public mm-hmm. eye, and then sway, like trying to find dirt, you know, on certain people and all that kind of stuff. Meanwhile, like somebody like, what was it, Kurt Russell, and, you know, never got married.
They're still together. Yeah. That's why I don't think it's necessary. I mean, you can be together,
yeah,
and not have to be married. But, you know, marriage nowadays, we think of it as a government, you know, institution. Like, we need to go ask the government permission to have this marriage license. And so this is what we consider marriage now. I think that's absolutely fucking ridiculous. I think it's stupid that you ask anybody for permission. You want to be married to someone, it should be what you want it to be, whether it's a religious ceremony or not.
Yeah, and if it's a religious ceremony, let's keep it that. Like, yeah, I think I'm in the same boat. And why I say not marriage is because of that simple fact of that it's so much of a legality. It's something that, like, people wrap in with, like, you know, like a mortgage or something.
Right. But, you know, family is something that's very, very important to me. And, you know, a lot of guys out there are like, oh, I don't want to get married because I want to have, you know, I want to be able to date as many chicks as they want. Look, there's going to be a point, bro, when you're not going to be able to pick up chicks, when you're going to be kind of old and bald and your dick's broken. And then it's nice to have someone who's going to always be there for you when you're sick or stupid or whatever. So it goes both ways. And statistically, you know, it shows that married people live longer and have better health because you have that committed partner with you. So I'm not hating it. I'm not for it. I'm just saying, you know, it's, I guess, to each their own. And Adam's super quiet.
I know.
He doesn't want to say shit.
I know. I have such an answer for this, dude.
Okay, go.
Now that you guys are done with Justin's censored answer and Sal's fucking anthropology and fucking evolution lesson, you guys can go ahead and turn your radios up inside your cars right now.
Because if I get all mushy-gushy, it's going to ruin my image.
Yeah.
Okay, that's what that was. I was censoring myself from what I really feel because I'm like, hey, bros, be a bro.
You got to keep that tough.
You know, like, I'd be like that guy. I can't be like, dude, I love being married, you know, or whatever. I sound like a, you know.
So Chris, for sure, here's your unfiltered, raw fucking answer to this right here. So, of course, I'm the only one in this room that has not been ever married, and I'm not currently married, although I've been in the same relationship now for almost 5 years. So here's my theory on it, and this is why I'm at right now, other than the fact that probably no woman wants to marry me. No, I'm just kidding. My girl would probably marry me.
We hope
we'll find out.
I'll marry you.
So
and that was the proposal.
As a trainer, so I started as a trainer when I was 20 years old.
Will you?
Oh fuck, Justin, don't do that, dude.
Sorry.
I'm totally gonna get me in trouble.
Bro, his armpits got instantly sweaty.
Instantly, I know.
I know.
I'm having a talk when I get home for sure. So I've had clients, right? So over a course of, you know, whatever, it's been almost 15 years of training clients. I've trained hundreds, probably thousands of people by now. And I loved, and I know we've talked about this in previous episodes. I love learning from people and asking questions, and not just related to their profession, you know, like, you know, you train thousands of people. I can get a pretty good idea, you know, of the age group and, you know, married, unmarried, the pros, the cons. And I used to just suck all that stuff up. And I just love to inquire and ask people, you know, hey, you know, what's your thoughts on, you know, when to get married and this and that? It was a very common topic for me and clients that I had. And I'll tell you what, every single client I had, I don't care if some of these clients, and they all ranged from getting married as young as 17 years old to waiting till they're 40 something years old, everything in between, kids, no kids, all that stuff. The one thing that I found in common, this is both men and women that I've trained. The one thing that I found in common, every single one of them, this is how they answer when I ask a question. So I say, you know, hey, what do you, you know, I know you have two kids and your husband and this and that, like, you know, are you glad you guys got married? You know, when you got married and this and that, they always go, oh, absolutely. I love my husband. I love my children. I would not trade them in for anything. But if I could go back and do it all over again, I probably would have waited like 5 or 10 more years.
It's so weird.
And they like, you know, 5 or 10 more years. So everyone always had like this wait. I would wait a little bit longer, But then I would want to marry them. I love them. I love my kids. But, you know, sometimes I feel
to soil some oats, huh?
Yeah, and this is what I've put together with my own life.
You said soil.
Soil.
So, yeah, soil. Well, I soil my oats for breakfast.
We know the kinky shit.
Whoopsies,
that
I just revealed something.
Here's what I've learned.
It involves poop.
Here's what I've learned from not being married. So I actually think, I mean, I'm in my 30s. I'm such a different person. And you got to remember this, man. I mean, I was out on my own at a very early age. I had bought my house by the time I was 21. I was in a career making good money, very young. So I had to mature pretty fast for a young man growing up, because typically we always say,
but you weren't mature.
Exactly.
Right.
You know, so I relationship wise, right? Like, I hadn't got to that point where I'd been through enough relationships, dated enough women, had enough shitty incidents and had enough great ones to realize what I love, what I don't love. And in all actuality, what you're really doing is you're learning about yourself. at this, at whatever age, I think Chris is in his young 20s, or early 20s or mid 20s, I believe. I think he's a little bit younger than us, right? Pretty sure he's one of our former.
86. He's probably born in 86.
That's probably a good call. So he's a little bit young, a little bit younger than we are, right? So, you know, through my 20s, you know, this was a lot of me learning myself. You think you know yourself, and then, you know, you go after something like, and I'll give you an example. So, you know, I, in the past, like, it was like, you know, I dated a lot of the, like, you know, model type chicks, like, that just were, they walk in a room, everybody, like, breaks necks.
Perfect tens.
Yeah, exactly. The perfect tens, right? Everybody was just, it was so awesome. Great arm candy. But something that I've learned over years and years and years of dating many, is most of these girls that are like that, that's about
here
as
comes the wizard.
Yeah, that's about as deep as they get, and it's not,
and
their
about
fault.
As deep as you get, you know what I mean?
Yeah, right. So it's it's not their fault, because most of their life they've gotten most things thrown their way because they're beautiful, not because they were super intelligent or they had great work ethic or they had this, they had a lot of social or self awareness. It was normally because they were beautiful. So I started to figure out, like, you know,
so
okay,
basically you want to get the hot girl that used to be ugly.
Yes.
God.
Yes.
You can't sit next to Adam as long as I have now and not learn.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
I know.
So there's things that you pick up
or
on.
Or the one with, like, headgear for years.
And you also don't want a girl, you know, you also don't want a girl, too, who hasn't had her own experience, too.
Honey,
she needs to have dated a few shit butts. So when you fuck up along the way, because you're going to fuck up, you're a guy. We always do. We're bound to run into a fucking brick wall sooner or later or do something really stupid. It's in our DNA. It's just how we're made up.
Sorry, honey.
So when you do fuck up and you do act like a fool or you don't conduct yourself properly, you know what? She doesn't fucking jump down your throat because she goes, you know what? He's still better than those other five guys I fucking dated. You know, so yeah. He has all these other redeeming qualities that make up for it. You need a woman that's well balanced at that. You can't find a 25-year-old. And I know right now there's girls listening to us that are probably in their early 20s and mid 20s right now thinking, like, well, he don't know me. And just because, you know what? If you if you said that shit right now, you're definitely not one. You're definitely not ready. Because if you did the head nod and the,
oh, no,
the head nod, yeah, it's not me. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it is you.
You don't know me.
I've been married a long time, right? I got married at 22, so you know, we actually just had our 14-year wedding anniversary.
Damn.
Right. So I've been married a long time, especially for someone my age. And I'll tell you this much: Adam's correct. You are not the same person. And look, if you're gonna be married to someone for a long time, you're going to change throughout that marriage. It's just the way it is. You're human, and you grow and you evolve. And the key is to grow and change together, and to work on things together. Because I don't care who you are, if you live with your best friend for 30 years, you're eventually going to want to kill them. You're eventually going to want to never see them again. And unless you work it out, that's what's going to end up happening. It's just human nature.
Well, yeah, so you have to have a plan. I mean, even while you're in it.
And this is the big myth. Here's a big myth. People think, I'm in love. I love this person so much. I'm always going to be in love with them.
Yeah, you're going to have butterflies forever.
No, you're not. There's going to be times when you are in love with that person, and there's going to be times when you're not. And there's going to be times when you like them, and there's going to be times when you're going to fucking hate them. And that's just the way it is.
Yeah.
But if you have to value
any relationship.
Right. And you got to value the family unit or value that relationship enough to work through those and to be open about those things. Otherwise it just won't work.
Well, marriage is a lot like couples tennis. I mean, that's pretty much how it is. Mm-hmm. And like you're saying right now, like you're going to get better with the game as you continue to play, right? And hopefully if you're both playing the game, you're going to evolve together. But it bodes well for you to get really good at tennis before you start fucking picking up a partner to play tennis. Mm. Because if you try and come in and you're pretty shitty at playing tennis and your partner's really good at playing tennis and you try to be a team and play couples tennis together, one's always going to be way ahead of the other one and you're always going to have these fucking problems. So you're always better off working on your tennis game. Get really fucking good at it. Let your partner, whoever your future partner is, get really good at tennis. Then you guys meet together. Very and
you've got like an awesome like serve, overhand serve.
Exactly.
It's like killer.
So if you meet a girl you really like and she's had like 30 to 50 sexual partners, she's had a lot of practice.
Yes, she plays
somebody
tennis.
Somebody you want to marry.
She's been she plays in
that's,
Wimbledon,
that's
let's
the
just say.
Opposite of what I've read and heard. So that's crazy, Adam.
I know. This is why you have to learn how to read studies, because a lot of these studies that are coming out are fucking backwards as shit. I'll tell you right now.
Jesus Christ.
Do not be... Yeah,
I got to take notes.
It's like couples tennis.
Like Adam's like, you see that slut over there? She'll make a great wife.
She's a killer overhand serve.
I mean, yeah, she's crafted a lot of things in that time.
You get it? I mean, tell me you get
no,
that.
No,
right?
I hear what you're saying. I don't know what the actual numbers are in terms of who's more likely to stay together if someone has had a lot of partners before, or if they got married young or didn't get married young. I do know getting married too young, you have a higher chance of, you know, rate of divorce. But I think there's a lot of cultural factors also. I do know that in some countries, and I'm talking about, you know, Western modern countries, because we could obviously go to some of the, you know, backwards countries where people don't get divorced, but that's because if they do, you know, the woman will get killed or something, you know, crazy like that. But in the modern Western societies, you have some cultures that have a really low divorce rate in comparison. Like Italy, for example, for a long time had a divorce rate that was like 10 to 15% lower than a lot of, you know, countries. I think part of that is the culture over there is much more, they definitely value the family unit very, very strongly in the past. Now I think it's changing quite a bit, but in the past. And they're also more forgiving for shit. Like, you know, you're in a marriage and you fuck up real bad, let's say, you know, you're infidelity or something horrible, you get it, you know, addicted to drugs or whatever. You know, the attitude here is very, very quick. It's very much like leave that person. They did that. That's it. You know, you can't be with them anymore. In other cultures, the family's valued so much that it's like, okay, they fucked up. Like, what are you going to do? How are you going to work this out? How are you guys going to work together, you know, to solve this problem? So, you know, there's a lot of cultural factors that go into that as well. And of course, on an individual basis, it's how much you value that stuff. For me, family, you know, family is very important. But in a lot of these cultures, stuff is changing. In Italy, people don't get married anymore. I swear to God. I mean, people move into together, they have one kid, and they don't get married. It's really strange how things are changing. So there's a lot of things that go into it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, society in general is changing.
Yeah.
Doug,
you had some more stuff for us?
Oh, yeah.
We
get a lot of questions every week. And a lot of people don't get their questions answered.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what we have today is called the speed round.
Speed round.
Speed round.
Speed round. This is going to be so hard for Sal, Doug.
Yeah, I know. This
is going to be so hard.
It's going to be a piece of cake for me.
Well, yeah, this is... we set up this chair so that it has a shocker. So okay. We just push the button and it zaps him.
I love that.
So if he goes over a minute, we're going to zap him.
Okay. So no less than a minute answer.
So all answers have to be short.
Yeah. Short. Short. Okay. Very short.
Shorter than a minute.
And let's start with the first one. Jamie Crisis, best headphones to rock in the gym.
Sal can't even answer this.
Beats. Go ahead,
Sal can't answer this.
Yeah.
Beats, come on.
Beats, dude.
Beats all the way.
I know.
Yeah. Bose.
Beats all the way.
Beats.
Bose.
Okay. Jamie Crisis, next question. Do you think we might see Mind Pump at the Arnold Fitness Expo next March?
Get us there, man.
Yeah, that's all the way in, where's it? Idaho? Or
yeah.
Idaho?
Yeah. Columbus. No, Columbus, Ohio.
Is it Ohio? Is it?
Yeah.
Ohio.
Yeah, maybe. Ohio.
I always get the two.
That'd
confused.
Be awesome.
One has potatoes, one has the Arnold Classic.
One has potatoes.
I think it would be fun to go.
I think so, but I think we all would be at Olympia first together before we made our way out to Arnold, okay. Just my opinion. Yeah. And then this year, I think these guys are missing Olympia with me again.
Mm-hmm. Okay, next question. And I'm going to screw up this name. It's Lukdor.A.Emergo.
Oh, yeah, we know her. Yeah.
Okay. Favorite Olympia candidates?
What?
Do you even know who those are?
Next question.
No. Don't we know, isn't Nicole going?
She's probably talking about the Mr. Olympia.
Oh, I don't know.
Well, she just means, no.
Maybe
why
not.
Why don't you just talk with people that,
I like so much.
I like Phil Heath for Mr.
With
Olympia.
The biceps.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to the, you know, Kai Greene and Phil Heath battling it out again. I'm also looking forward to...
I don't
to,
think Kai will ever win that, by the way.
I disagree.
I like Phil.
I think that it's going to be a good little battle this year. I think Jeremy Buendia and Sadiq for men's physique is going to be fun to watch. And then we're rooting for our girl Nicole to hold it down for women's bikini.
Yeah, girl.
Next question, Mike_Prelude. Brand name or generic brand supplements? Does it really matter?
Oh, that's a good question, actually.
I would go
just
with
not Walgreens.
I would go with a reputable. I would definitely go with a reputable brand.
For sure, reputable. And here's why. The reason why is because a lot of the ones that are off-brand or generic do not go through the same policies and procedures.
Lots of filler in there.
Yeah.
And we know this for a fact. They've tested supplements.
Yeah. I mentioned Walgreens.
I know for a fact because I used to work in a mixing company where as a kid, we used to scoop the protein powder in the fucking barrels. And sometimes you get a half a scoop in there. Sometimes you get a quarter scoop. And we were the ones actually mixing it and pouring the big bags. And sometimes you get most of the bag in there and you get three quarters of another bag. So, you know, the ratios are not 100%. They don't have to because they're not regulated. It's a supplement company. Okay. So They don't regulate.
Yeah, I would go more reputable.
So you're better off going with a big name that you know is putting that extra
That's
money.
Over a minute, I think. Doug.
Was it?
Yeah.
Well, yep. It wasn't just you, Sal, so I didn't zap.
Okay. Yeah.
Right. Next question.
30 seconds.
Yeah, next question. Philly underscore Renee, how to pick a good competition prep coach. That's for you, Adam.
Don't maybe. Just...
yeah, you. I mean... probably reach out to one of us. I mean, fuck, we can help you out like that.
Good next question.
Good answer. Good answer. Yeah. I feel like we're on Family Feud.
All right, we've got some questions from Mitchell Cochran.
Yeah,
Mitchell.
Cochran.
Thanks, we go. Justin. My son just started T-ball. Warm up and stretches recommended to avoid shoulder problems.
Go, Justin.
I have from years of baseball.
You guys should check out that Stick Mobility. I brought them on. They got a lot of good stuff for dynamic flexibility, range of motion work. I like Indian clubs specifically. I keep showing those. Yeah, yeah, especially those clubs because then I can disco all night. but what I'm trying to say is Indian clubs, and maybe I'll have like some in high volume, so I might be able to, you know, hook you guys up down the road. So you guys can experience some of those exercises. Next question.
Next question from Mitchell. Easy bar versus barbell curls. Does it matter?
Oh, okay.
Yes. Straight bar curls, hand is slightly more supinated. Easy bar curls, hand is slightly less supinated. Which one's better? Whichever one feels better. Yeah, everybody has different attachments.
It's a feel thing.
For me, a complete straight
it's a feel
bar.
Thing.
Yeah, if I go complete straight bar curls, it does bother my wrist eventually.
All right, next pronation, supination.
All right, Mitchell, one more. When foam rolling, do you relax muscles as much as possible?
Yes.
Foam rolling guide coming out.
Yes, you should relax muscles, and yes, eventually we will release a guide.
Focus on your breathing, real deep breaths, trying to get as much oxygen to the muscle as possible. So, yeah, it's important that you stay in an area. Do not roll it like dough like you see most people do.
No, you just go on a position, hold it,
yeah,
let
find
that,
that
shit
spot
sink in.
And drill it.
Yep.
Next question.
I don't know if I can say this guy's name because it has a naughty word in it,
oh
but I will.
Penis pooper.
Justin.
Penis
pooper. 500 days of fuck you. This is... high calorie foods. I'm having trouble being able to eat in a surplus.
Oh, density.
High full
like,
fat.
Recommended foods, I think.
This is, you know, high fats.
Yeah, things in high fats, exactly.
Fats, but, you know, if you're a skinny
super
guy.
Super satiating.
Yeah, the high fat foods sometimes. So this is the strategy. The strategy is to eat clean and lean most of your day and get all your stuff that you need in your body as clean as you possibly can and then pile on the saturated fats later afterwards.
Next question.
This is from a sporty girl. From lifting dumbbells, my right hand has been hurting me for the past couple weeks. The grip strength is not there. Stirring, opening jars, etc. It hurts after a bit to hold a fist. Okay. What can I do is a question.
Try masturbating with your left hand instead.
Ooh,
now.
Sporty girl. Oh, I guess it could, could be.
Yeah, yeah. Too much
double
DJing.
Double click the mouse with your left hand.
Doug, girls masturbate.
I know, but they don't typically make a fist.
Depends
on
oh my God.
Well, actually, Doug.
Okay, I stand corrected.
That went left field.
When I masturbate, I self-fist. All right.
Okay, God, this is horrible. From... I
don't think we helped her at all.
No.
That was horrible.
Do you have some like real...
No, try masturbating with your left hand and get back to us in the next Q&A.
All right.
I think just,
Doug's trying again.
All right. Yeah. Yeah. Next one is from, I think it's pronounced Kier.C. K-I-E-R. How often should you get a massage to benefit performance versus aesthetics? Is there ever a time when too much pressure could be detrimental?
Too much pressure.
For aesthetics.
Too much pressure, you can bruise, definitely.
What is that?
Depending on how much you train, I would say between once a month to once or twice a week for massage.
Next, Raging underscore Wheezy underscore Gains 88 underscore. Sumo deadlifts versus conventional deadlifts, any significant difference?
Conventional deadlifts, you're going to get more of the back. With the sumo deadlift, you're going to get more hips.
Yeah.
And you just pick your preference. It's not that big of a difference.
You'll find more often than not that one is going to be one's going to be more natural for someone and a different
stick
person.
To that one.
Yeah. So some people, it's whatever one feels more comfortable, stick to that one.
Yeah. If it fits you.
Yep.
All right. Lala lifts double underscore. Do you all track your workouts, notebooks, apps, etc.?
No,
I'm not neurotic.
Not anymore.
No, not anymore.
Yeah, initially, yeah.
Yeah, I don't track any of my shit.
All right. This one is The Real Gene 91. What are your thoughts on calisthenics in general, good or not?
Calisthenics can be great. Should they replace weights? No.
Definitely not.
Dude, movement. I mean, he's just asking. Yeah, movement is good. Okay. Next question.
Mandy Lynn underscore fit. How to find a good powerlifting coach if you're brand new to the sport?
Google's pretty good.
Yeah, you just Google. We're not very helpful.
Googly. Well, no, I mean,
it's okay. Next question.
All right. Alan Wrench 89. Did you ever conduct your racetam experiment?
Oh, the supplement.
That's right. That did happen.
We did try something.
Some people
like
got
that.
Headaches. Some I got people headaches. Got awesome.
That was a question.
Sal,
asked me.
Justin liked it. Yeah, Justin liked it.
Yeah, I got a headache from it.
Yeah.
Next question.
Reggie underscore Aloha. This one is directed to you, Adam. During your physique competitions, have you experienced any mind games from other competitors? Like them trying to psych you out and throw you off your game?
No, if anybody were to do that, it'd actually be me.
You're puny.
I would probably fuck with a competitor before they could. First of all, there's not very many competitors that could even fuck with me because most competitors don't know what they're doing. They're following some coach who told them what to do. So I'm the guy in the back who's like, what? Your coach told you to do that? Mm. Why would he do that?
Oh, and then you fuck with
them. So
you're silly.
I would be the one to fuck with someone. They wouldn't fuck with me because most of those guys are just following what they've been told by somebody else. So that would be me who'd be fucking with them.
Mm. Excellent.
Champs PD, how did you guys meet and why, when did you decide to start a podcast?
Well, we all met at, what is that highway? Anyway, it was a rest stop.
Ooh.
And
Pink Poodle, yeah.
There were bushes and stuff was going on. And,
right. Yeah. The truck stop.
We did a whole episode on this. Yeah. I know who asked
that. Yeah, what episode was that?
I know who asked
is
that
it the
question.
The origin stories?
Yeah. Somebody had a glory hole, right?
Yeah, go back to like episode 30, between 30 and 50, I think somewhere around there maybe even sooner than that, maybe around the 20s actually. Yeah. We did early on, very early on, we did an episode all around how we all met each other and how we started this.
Odd Rockin' Egg. What advice can you give someone who is starting their own personal training business?
That's a lot of
there's a lot of stuff there. Yeah. All right, you know what? Go to all the local businesses around, small businesses, offer free sessions to the owners of the businesses as long as they're owner operated, because they will refer a shitload of people to you.
How about listen to every Mind Pump episode if you haven't listened to it already? That'd be a good start.
And then good at online marketing.
Mm.
Yeah.
Next, Lil underscore Fit Shark. Should women take creatine when trying to lean out but maintain muscle?
Sure.
Yeah, creatine. Sure. I read one study not that long ago that it said perhaps creatine might, and this study was kind of vague, that it might reduce the fat burning property, but then on other studies. Or fat burning process, but then on other studies, it showed that people who took creatine got leaner faster, and it's probably because it's indirect. Right? It helps you build muscle, which is going to help you get.
I would assume that the theory behind that is that creatine is going to help you replenish your ATP and ADP, which is basically your stored energy. So, if it's going to help you replenish that at a faster rate,
you could train harder,
but also it could diminish how fast you would tap into your fat stores is the next primary source, right? So maybe that's, but you're splitting hairs, right?
It could be, you're splitting hairs because all the studies show that creatine contributes to fat loss and muscle gain.
Yeah, well, yeah, exactly. Then it's countered by the muscle that you get from it.
Yeah, so.
Take it.
All right.
John Alva 7. This is to you, Adam. A lot of the members on the forum have been wondering how you have taken maps.
Stop breathing.
Okay. And personalize it, essentially.
Pretty much I took it and,
he
then,
just does it
and then did anabolic
dumbbells.
Steroids to it. Pretty much that's what I pretty much just added like 250 milligrams of testosterone in there. That's pretty much what I know. We're coming out with either a guide or we're going to do a webinar, what Sal talked about, where I could kind of go in detail. Mm-hmm. More, and I know you're getting ready for a show, so maybe I can talk more about it on my Periscope for you, bro. But it's not a short answer. A
lot more time in front of the mirror.
Yeah.
Next question.
This is Moore with Lots, I believe. My question is for Sal.
Mm.
Mm. What made you come to California?
Yeah, because back in the old country,
tell us about the Mayflower.
That wasn't really.
You see, I have a dream to make a pizza parlor. And I come to America and I build a pizza.
And then I learn English from SpongeBob.
And now I speak so awesomely.
Yeah.
now I sound like Luigi and Kermit had a kid.
Pizza, pizza pie.
I didn't come to California. I was actually born here. So my parents came to California, and they came here because of the opportunity presented by this country, which allows you to work really hard and succeed. And they wanted to offer that opportunity to their children. And so thank you, Mom and Dad. And that's pretty much it.
Yeah. All right. Final question of the speed round.
Final question. Song begins now.
B_Reynolds 23. How important is sleep to overall health, fitness, and progress in the gym? Ways to improve quality of sleep.
It's one of the top probably five things that's important.
30% of your life.
Yeah. So exactly. How to improve the quality of your sleep. Make it
off before you go to bed.
Oh.
Yeah, we're done. Thanks for tuning in. We appreciate it.
Have trouble sleeping? Yeah. Justin will come to your house and give you a hand job. Yeah. Hey guys, don't forget
leave
some reviews on iTunes for us. Help us climb the charts. Thanks for listening to Mind Pump.
Thank you for listening to Mind Pump. For more information about this show and to get valuable free resources from Sal, Adam, and Justin, visit us at www.mindpumpradio.com. Until next time, this is Mind Pump.